Is the radio okay? Yeah. Can we make it louder? For them, not for me. When I was on my way here. So I came here with the heart of our true parents to come and see you. Before I came here, there was the Sunhua of our true parents. And after the Sunhua, true mother spoke to us and gave us a speech that had lots of points. In this first hour, I will speak about True Father's Life Course, and then about the characteristics of the Messiah. And the last day, this is also a very important lecture, the direction as to how we should go forward now. We should go forward now to the foundation day. So basically, you have to hear from today to be able to understand everything. I wish I could speak English, but because I can't speak English very well, I have to use a translator. I'm sorry. So the first one will be about the true parents' birth to the awakening. Please touch when you see me change the slide. Just watch the slide he's doing. Keep touching. Next. In Christianity, after studying the divine principle, we speak about who our true parents is. Today, we have to know exactly. It's very important to know who our true parents are. And for example, in the Christian theology, we have two things. They say that we're gonna come through the womb or come through the sky. Which one do you believe? Do you know if he will come through the through a woman's womb or through the sky? What do you believe? If the Messiah comes here, yes, he will come from the womb. That's how we know. Through a lady's womb. Why? Because if he came from the sky, then we would not have any problem with understanding him, but of believing. Why is it that we have problems of believing? Yeah. Why do you think he has to come through the womb? Yeah. Why does he have to come through the womb, though? If he comes through the sky, we better, wouldn't it be? What's the reason then? This is a very important point. Today we're gonna focus on why he has to come through the womb, because true parents, even true father and Jesus as well, they all came from a lady's womb. Before Jesus came, there was Judaism. Did Judaism believe that they would come through the womb or through the sky? What did they believe? Yeah, they believed that he would come through the sky. That's correct. But did he come through the sky or through a woman's womb? Yeah, that's true. He came through a woman's womb. So the apostles of Jesus, the Christian at the time. They came. How could they believe that he was the Messiah after he came through a womb? The early church. The early church did not believe that he would come through the sky, but they did believe that he would come through a lady's womb. These were the apostles of Jesus. Yeah? Oh, is it not right? Am I translating properly? So the apostles, the early church believed that the Messiah would come through a lady's womb. So the current Christians, are they believing that he will come through a womb, or do they believe that he will come through the sky? Yeah, that's right. They believe that he will come through the sky. Why did they change? So it means Jesus should come through the woman's womb, and not through the sky, but through a woman's womb. But instead, if they had believed and they had seen that, they should have believed and see that, oh, Jesus came through a woman's womb. And then also, probably the next Messiah will come through a lady's womb. They should have believed it that way. Don't you think so? But why do the current Christians think that they will come through the sky? Songyo is on our unika. But in the Bible, there are two things. They say he will come through the sky, also say he will come through the womb. So, are you actually having a life of faith because of the way of the Christian theology? Are you believing the traditional way that Jesus came? Are you believing? Did you ever think about that? So the current Christianity, are they like the traditional Christians, or they are different? If they were like the old Christians, they should believe that the Messiah will come through a woman's womb, just like they saw Jesus came through a woman's womb. What do you think about that? What I'm saying is that, are you actually believing exactly? I know that there are many controversies, but are you actually understanding the traditional Christian belief? So it's actually a different road, isn't it, from the past? So if, in other words, we can see that it's a different sect, actually, Christianity. Because they are actually going a different way from the path of Jesus. And I did Christian theology, I studied it. I was also a pastor. So I had so many questions about different things. So when I came to the Unification Church, I understood that the True Father's thoughts and Jesus' thoughts were the same. I understood that what Jesus said and in the Bible and his thoughts are similar to what True Father is saying now. So if you meet the Christian churches, the Christian theologians, do you speak like that? Or do you think like that? So why are you guys thinking that he would be come through the clouds just like the current Christians? It's the traditional Christian. Why don't you understand it? Please think carefully. 아니 여기 컴퓨터가 있어서 다른 사람 컴퓨터 좀 뭐 이미지도 계속 뭐 바뀌니까 힘들어요. 예. 그래서 So it's very important to understand this. Why is it that he has to come through a woman's womb? What's the reason why he has to come through a woman's womb? Yeah, that's right. Because he has to create a family. So when Jesus went to the cross, did he take the key to heaven, or did he leave it on earth? Where did he say what heaven was? When he gave the key to Peter, he said the kingdom of heaven has got to start from the earth, and it will also come up in heaven. So of course it has to start from the earth. It doesn't start in heaven. So that's why he said that the things that will be done on earth can also be done in heaven. Things that will be freed here will also be freed in heaven. Because it starts in... So everything that... Once everything, something is done here on earth, it would also be able to be reflected in heaven. So if the Messiah came spiritually, because he has no physical body, we cannot follow him. We cannot be saved. We can't go the way of salvation. Do you understand? So if he came through the sky, we cannot have the providence of salvation cannot come about. Secondly, the one thing that's different between Christianity and the Unification Church is God and human beings, the relationship between God and human beings. Are we in the position of master and servant, or are we in the position of father and son? That's correct. How could you believe that? Me? I also had questions about that when I was in Christian theology. I used to go to church. And then... So then I started listening to the church, I've started with the three people with witnessing. So there was a very old village, and it disappeared. Then there was a new apartment that was created in that place. Because there were a new town being created in that place, together with my friend, we went to that place. We went to Pioneer there. So when we're pioneering there, after three years, we made 350 people. Do you know why? It's because as they were new, as it was a new town, people that were very far, people living from the Christians that were far away, started to move towards this new town. And then during the Sunday service on Monday, they wanted to see which pastor would actually do the best service. So then they were just going from places to place to see who is the best pastor. So it wasn't just a new witnessing, but it's because it was people that were coming. So they were trying to actually decide which church to join, and so they started listening to different pastors and see who is the best. And that's how they were joining churches. In the Unification Church, was it easy to pioneer? Was it easy to start like that? In the Christian was very easy. After 4 years, there was already 800 people. But as I was a pastor, when I was a ministering, I thought people would call me pastor. But actually Christians, when they really respect a pastor, they don't call them really pastor. They call them. What do you know how you call your pastors for the Christian? No. They say servant of God. So Jesus, they call him Lord, yeah. But in the relationship between apostles and Christians, apostles and the leader, it's always one of servant. Sorry, the relationship between God and the people is always about servants and master. That's how they see it. And when, of course, as the time went by, slowly it changed. In the past, God, a fallen person was really seen very below. They could not call God God. You know, they could not call their pastors as well that way. So the relationship between God and us was always about servant and master. It was not parent and child. Jesus, when Jesus came, he said, "Our Father that is in heaven." He's the first that actually made this relationship understood. He is the first that made us understand this relationship, that the Father in heaven, he's the first person that called God Father. So in a relationship between a servant and a master, if actually there was a relationship between servant and master, will you be in faith? Will you have faith? You still continue your faith. Huh. I tell you what, if you are a servant, even if you make as much effort as possible, you will never leave that position. You'll always be a servant. Even if you live very, you work very hard, there's always going to be that relationship. If you are in the relationship between as a servant and master, do you think it's worth having faith? Of course. Because you can't change your position of servant, it's actually not worth it. Is there inheritance for a slave or a servant? Is there in, can they inherit something if they are, if you are a servant, can you inherit something?
No, servants inherit just hard work and
Anya. Ani opsoyo kunyang. Is it the same blood lineage?
No.
No, of course not. But because we are in, because we are in a relationship of father and son, this, it's very it's worth having faith. That's a very important thing to know. Also, in this same relationship of also, there's very different the Bible and the divine principle about the fall. Yeah? I'm sure you guys all know about the fall of man, yeah? That the apple is actually what the apple is and everything, because you can know all this every very well. I don't need to explain it again. When I was in the Christian church, Christian theology, I realized that it's very directed towards the Bible, and that it's only the unification church that actually follows the Bible and Jesus' words. That's what I understood. But now it's a bit, you can see that things have changed actually. Okay. Sorry. The unification church is seen as a sect, while actually they are is the Christianity that's not following the original traditional way of Jesus' words. So they are actually a sect. But we are being seen as a sect. Yeah, 보세요. What's really annoying me is that our Unification Church members don't really know the Bible. So that's why you cannot actually explain to the Christians what's wrong, or what's wrong with their theology, or what they're thinking. You can't actually explain to them what they're thinking about Jesus is, you know, what's wrong about that. So because I did, I studied Christian theology, I can speak like that about the Unification Church as well. So even if I stayed up the whole night to talk to you, there's so much to talk about. But because I can't tell you everything, I'll just start first about True Father's life course. Why did it change that way, do you think, the church? Because of who? Why did people's thoughts about Jesus change? If you make researches, it's because of Paul. Because of Paul. Did you know that? St. Paul? Yeah. Because St. Paul, before, when Jesus was alive, was St. Paul a disciple? That's it. Before he was trying to kill Jesus. He was trying to grab Jesus. That's the kind of person he was. But then after that, when he met Jesus spiritually, what, it changed. He realized that Jesus was the Messiah and recognized it. So everyone that was So he saw all the Christians that were actually being persecuted. What did he do to that? He started thinking, I've got to change the Roman culture that's trying to persecute Christians and the apostles as well. So he changed that. The current Christians, if you look at them, if you look at the the Christians, the Christians' faith, actually they, so basically St. Paul actually took all the things that the Christians at the time were against. It wasn't he revived the old Christianity, which was Judaism. So that's why it's the same as, it's not the same as now. So the Judaism and So for example, now it's the people who were the Judaism in the past that was actually against Jesus, and this is what's happening right now. They are actually back to that level. So the Christian theology now, they have to be normally the same as Jesus. You know, they have to believe what, you know, Jesus' time, but they don't. They're actually believing the past, Judaism, old Christian.
Understand?
Do you understand that? Does that make sense? Because it's from Christianity, I think you'll be able to understand. It's theology. You understand at least the flow. So if you guys can't answer, I can't really give lecture. So it's something of give and receive, you know. We need to both be talking, answering my questions. So please answer me. If you understand, yes. If you don't, no. So we're going to speak about True Father's Life Course. Background, the birth, his childhood years, and the preparation for Heaven's Degree. So if we look at the significance of True Father's Life, it was a providence centered on True Parents after the Divine Principle. So really it was about with the Word. So before he found the Divine Principle, there was no way for salvation to happen. But once he found the Divine Principle, you can see it as a path of salvation that had been found. Secondly, in search of what was lost during the fall, it was a path of restoration. And you could also clear open the path for Adam and Eve that were unable to go. Because Adam and Eve, because they fell before they were 16, after, if they had, what kind of road would they have gone if they had not fallen before 16? So our True Father, so he had actually succeeded in creating the path of the principle, which is like Adam and Eve before the fall. And uh, after, And while showing us this way, he was a model, and he showed the path that fallen humankind should follow. So he created the model path. So the True Parents Life Course, the core of True Parents Life Course is about liberating and completing and freeing God and humankind. In True Father's Life Course, we can separate in three parts. The first is from 1920 to 1960, from True Father's birth to the Holy Wedding. That was like the first 40-year period. It was actually as well a way to become a Messiah. And from 1960 to the year 2000, you can see it's another 40 years. It was the second level, the second path. And it was True Parents' Holy Wedding, when he met our True Mother, to the coronation of God's kingship. And the third was from the from 2001 until 2012, from the coronation of God's kingship to the creation of the actual Chanukog. These are the three levels that he actually lived. So first 40 years, second 40-year course, and then the third, and until his Songhua. So if we look at the background of True Father's birth, the Messiah, so first and second and third Adam, they arose for the first, second and third Adam, and these three had some common points and differences. So the first Adam is the original Adam, yeah? And the second Adam is Jesus. And the things that the first Adam could not do, the second Adam actually made. But what Jesus could not fulfill, the third Adam, True Father, completed and fulfilled it. So the first Adam, second and third, they have some common points. The common point is, so if you look at their mission as messiahs, they have to save humanity, they have to help complete the mission, but the difference is that they are different people. That's the main difference. So you can see the people are different, first, second and third Adam. If you see it as a mission, it's actually one mission, like one person. So the common point is to bring God's original baby seed and engraft to the fallen humankind. That's the mission of the Messiah. So in order to become a Messiah, there are some conditions that need to be fulfilled. So what are the conditions? First, so they first have to be a proof that they were actually sent by the lineage of God. What kind of person is the Messiah? General. But how can you prove that it's a true Adam then? From all the people that came on the earth and left, there are more than 30,000 people that say that they are the Messiah, and they thought they were the Messiah. So actually, how can you know who is the Messiah? What is the main condition for them to be a Messiah? That's a big question.
Because revelation 그런 프린시플은 국가들에게서 통일교의 원리지.
The principle is you can't actually answer like that, because the principle is something that the Unification Church knows. So how will you prove to so how can you prove to people that don't even know the divine principle? How can you say to someone that this is actually the Messiah is someone that is like this? So how can you prove that? Study his life. 그 삶 생애 노정 배워야 돼요. If you say that, so then of course then all the people who think they're messiahs as well, they will say, you know, you have to study as well my life. They might say same thing. So I'm gonna say very clearly. I'm not gonna say you know, subjectively. I'm just gonna say objectively. Why did you believe that he was the Messiah? How? Why? What made you believe? So those who are also saying that they are the Messiahs, they will also, you know, they will be able to speak like that as well, you know. Hmm. So today, I will prove you this today. Mm. Can we stay awake tonight? It's interesting, isn't it? Firstly, so first there has to be a something in the lineage. He has to be sent by God. He has to be the child of God. He should be someone that has the seed of God. And there should be a proof of that lineage, that he came from a lineage that hasn't been was untainted by him by fall. How can you prove that then? Okay, I'll show you, explain you that today. Secondly, there should be a seed, the environment should be formed. God will not send his seed to anywhere. He will create an environment on the earth before he sends his child. So the first, during the first 6 days, God created the environment, and the last day, He created Adam and Eve. So if He had just created Adam and Eve first without creating an environment, then do you think Adam and Eve could have lived? No, they couldn't. So for 6 days, God created first the environment, and then finally he created human beings. That's the one of the reasons. The second Adam, Jesus, he didn't just send him. He created an external environment where people can be able to understand. The third Adam, true father, he also created an environment for true father to be received, and then he sent him. So this kind of environment, so if we see the environment that has been created, and then we can understand if this person is the Messiah or not. So the first is that the second advent of the Lord should be born without original sin, because he is actually a child sent by God. So that means he was born without original sin. How can you prove that? So let's explain that from now on. So how did he convert the lineage to a lineage of God? How was that done? In on earth,
사는데 하나님의 아기 씨를 보낼 수 있는 환경이 조성만 되면.
So if on earth, if once this environment has been formed, then God can send His seed. That is God's. That's God's responsibility. That's what God did. But if the environment is not prepared on earth, and God cannot send His child, for I will try and explain very simply. Your children. Who gave birth to the children? The mom or the dad? Mom. What do you think? The mom or the dad? Mom. So it's getting interesting now. That's very important, huh? Very important. In the Bible? Heaven? It's the bride. It's the groom, sorry. It's the groom. And the bride is the earth. So on the earth, both women and men are living. Why is it that even though they are all men and women are living on the earth, we call the earth the bride, and then heaven the groom? Why do we say like that? Because mother. When I asked you the first time, the answer is there. The mother is not the person that gave birth. The father gave birth to me. Oh my God, I thought you guys should be angry. Actually, I am. Shh. Why is it like that? It's not a joke. I can prove you that. Why is it the mother? Why did the father give birth to me? Why is it the father? You know the seed? If you have a seed, with a seed, the seed has got already all the particles that would be able to create either the brain, the eyes, the feet. That seed has got everything. So the seed is actually like a completed something. It's already like you have given birth, that seed. Do you understand? So this seed falls in the womb of the mother. So the mother's womb is like a farm, the earth, and that's where it grows. You understand? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm.
So just listen. Let's listen, and then we can ask questions after. So the mother. So actually, it's not the mother that gave birth. It's the father that gives birth, and then the mother is the one that helps me grow. So I'm sure you guys will ask a question, just like this person wanted to ask now. I think that's the question he will ask. Oh yeah. That doesn't make. Don't say things that don't make sense. Come on. If you see the biology, didn't you study biology? It's a 50-50. So the man, the sperm is 50. And the ovum is 50. And then they mix together. And then the child comes about. So some people resemble the mother, and some people resemble the child. That's why, can't you see that? I'm sure you guys will say things like that. Then I will tell you more scientifically. So the sperm, how does it look like? What is it? So what is it? What's about the ovule? Is it ovum? Ovum, yeah. Yeah. How does it look like? XY. X. So the sperm. Has the. So the what is actually inside the component of the sperm? What's the component of the sperm? Chromosome X. XY. So the sperm. There's that seed. As it's already made. So there are more than 32. You see that you know the if you, the chart in. I don't know. The chromosome. Mm. The chromosomes, yeah. Then the seed. If the seed falls, the last thing that it takes, it enters, and it becomes one. So of course, in biology, it looks like 50-50. But in reality, that seed, the origin of the seed, has got already, because it's already got most of its chromosome inside. It can create either the it you can prove that it's the man that creates who either girl or boy, and it can be proven scientifically. So, why did we say that the heaven is the groom? Because in the environment had already been created, and when he created the earth, well, after he created the earth, then everything else was grew on it. So that's why. So when we look at the divine principle, we call God Father and not true mother, and that's the reason why we studied that. So the sperm, because it has got the origin of the seed, it's the origin. Because it's got it's got everything that would be able to. It's got everything in the seed, and that's why the earth is. That's why the heaven is the groom and the earth is the bride. Normally, the father is the one that gives birth. And the mother is the one that's growing. So that's how it's created.
Understand?
Do you understand that? So that's why you understand about Father of Day and God of Day and God of Night is the similar. It's similar. You will explain that a bit later. Maybe tomorrow. So if the environment is created, then at any time he can send. So the second advent stands on Jesus' foundation of victory. And the process of converting the lineage was completed with Mary. What does that mean? I'm going to explain you here. This is a very important part of the lecture. So, if you understand this chart, you'll be able to understand the whole providence of restoration like that. Here, that's God. I'm going to speak about the conversion of the lineage. So that's why this chart is basically to explain how the conversion of lineage came about. So this is God. That's Adam. That's Eve. So then he created Adam and Eve. And one day, Eve actually cheated Adam. He cheated on God. And then went to Satan, Lucifer. And she fell. And Eve had a relationship with Lucifer. And with their spiritual fall, they created Cain. And later, after she had a relationship with Lucifer, she understood who Adam was, her normal husband. And then with such a heart of knowing that, she came to Adam, and they had a relationship, and Abel was created. So Abel is the second, is the. But because he was, because she came with just this realization to Adam, and Abel was created as the second. The first child that was born actually from her womb, because it was created by Lucifer, it was Cain. In the divine principle, we already studied that. So that's how God actually separated good and evil. Why did God separate Abel and Cain in that way? Why did he separate them? Why did he see them this way? The reason why? Why did he divide? Why could he not just have Abel and Cain as the same? Cain didn't do nothing wrong. It is the mother, it's only that he was born through the mother's mistake. But then why does he have to go through this? Why did he become someone that has been separated in that way? Why did he do that? That's not why. It's because God had to divide. Why did he have to divide between good and evil? Why? Yes, but what on what condition? Why is that? Because. That's the answer. He can't work with. Because God only has goodness. He cannot enter something that's been tainted with evil. If he actually worked with evil as well, then that means he'd be also a creator of evil. He's accepting it. So, because he's a God of goodness, he has to actually separate between good and evil. The that's why he divided between Cain and Abel. Because God only is a creator of only goodness and only accept goodness. So Eve actually fell, and Eve, so in order to actually restore this family of Adam and Eve, how does Eve have to start? How can she go back to a position of Eve before the fall? How?
How can Eve go back to the position before the fall?
Yes.
But Adam has to be her Messiah. Adam must be her Messiah. Adam was pure. So,
yeah. I mean,
now, just tell me. How can she return? How can she return originally? Well, we studied that in the divine principle.
If the spiritual fall, she went to Adam. Adam should have told her what happened. What happened? Adam was pure. Adam was pure. So he could be her Messiah.
I understand. I understand. Because I have to finish the lecture by a certain time. If I cut you guys, don't feel bad, yeah? So if I see it's not going my way, or it's not going the way I want to say, I'll just cut. But the important thing is, we've learned the divine principle. And for her to go back to the position before the fall, how should she do? What did we study? She has to do the opposite course. The reverse course.
If Adam had thought, what happened? Let's go and talk to God. That he would have saved her right there. That's what they
did. Adam was
Yeah, but Adam already fell at this point. After she fell.
How could Adam save Eve?
Yeah.
He could do that.
Okay. Let's listen now. Let's try and... I understand very well what he's saying. That's true. So the important thing is, if she wants to go back to the position before the fall, she has to go the reverse course, and she has to go through the providence of restoration. So what was the first thing she did? Because she has to go the opposite course, what was the first thing she did wrong? She went to Lucifer. So what does she have to do? The first thing, she has to cut the relationship with Satan. That's what she has to do first. And once she cuts the relationship with Satan, just like this gentleman said, she goes to Adam. But because Adam also fell, two fallen people cannot actually be restored that way. So what should she do then, Eve? That's it. She should go to God. She should go to the person that hasn't fallen. That's the only pure person. She should go back to God. Because there was no Messiah at that time. So when she goes to God, that's the first thing. What does she have to receive from God? What did she lose when she fell? She lost the word, because God said, "Don't eat." And she lost that. So that's why. So once she goes back to God, she has to find back the word that she lost. So that's why we need the divine principle, that's why we need the truth. So God, Eve goes to God, receives the word, and then this relationship between God and Eve at that time, there were three relationships. What kind of relationship were they? What's the relationship between God and Eve at this point? Father. That's correct. Father and child. Father and daughter. What's the second relationship? If you see a God in relation to Adam, what is Eve then? No, look at Adam and Eve. It's a father-in-law. Yeah, is he not the father-in-law in that when you look at Adam, because he's the creator of Adam? Yeah. Yeah? Do you understand? But answer. So it's again the father-in-law and daughter-in-law. One more thing. What is the last relationship? Someone said it before. What is the relationship? So once if Eve had not fallen and she had completed herself, she would have the relationship between of husband, and God would have been the husband, and Eve would have been the wife. So I'll explain it a bit more later, but about the foundation day.